Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Voters in two Northwest Iowa school districts are going to the polls today to decide the fate of two school bond issues. Storm Lake and Sergeant Bluff voters will have the chance to approve or reject the plans. Officials in both districts say enrollment is growing and more space is necessary. In Sergeant Bluff, the bond issue is $33 million. It's smaller than three previous referendums, and all of those failed. The Storm Lake measure calls for a $15 million plan to build a new early elementary school and a new middle school gymnasium. Polls will be open until 8 o'clock tonight, one site for each proposal, at the Buena Vista County Courthouse in Storm Lake and the Sergeant Bluff Community Center. The bond issues require a 60% supermajority to win approval. Another candidate has announced plans to run for the Sioux City Community School Board. 27-year-old Taylor Goodwin previously worked as director of the Woodbury County Taxpayers Research Council and a staffer for U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley as an advisor on education policy. He currently works as a business operations analyst. He joins a field of three other candidates, including current board member Mayuki Nelson. Dan Greenwell and Monique Scarlett already announced their plans to run for one of four open seats on the board in the November election. And a lawsuit that seeks to speed up the expansion of Medicaid in Nebraska will go before a district court judge before the state's highest court agrees to hear the case. The group Nebraska Appleseed says the Nebraska Supreme Court has declined its request to review the lawsuit right away. Nebraska Appleseed wants to expand coverage by November 17th instead of waiting until October of 2020. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.